Greetings and blessings. Welcome to this season premiere episode of the Travelog Media Podcast. Thank you so much for being here. I'm Jason Claro, podcasting from Quetzaltenango, Guatemala. I'm really excited to welcome my first guest, DJ Dizam. She's going to help us get this party started. She'll tell us about her favorite genres, her ideal gig, moving to Guatemala from Los Angeles, and what the hell is an expat anyway? We'll get to meet her in a minute, but first, I'd like to give a very special, heartfelt shout-out to my friend E-Rock and his new wife, Anna. I'm really bummed about not making it to the States for the wedding, so I'm dedicating this season of Travelog Media Podcast to Eric and Anna. I hope you're very happy together. I wish you all the best. I hope we can meet IRL very soon. I also want to give some big love to Emmy T, Haas, Jen, Randall, and Fam, and all the Durham crew. Love you guys. A couple other quick things. This episode is in English, but other episodes will be in Spanish. This will be a bilingual podcast, both in English and Spanish, just a heads up. Also, since you're listening, I don't need to explain how to listen, but if you want to find me on social media, just search the hashtag TravelogMedia. That's Travel, O-G-U-E, Media. The website is travelog.media. New episodes on Tuesdays through the end of 2018. I hope you'll join me. So, all right, let's get to it. Ladies and gentlemen, DJ Dizam. I'm honored to welcome to the Travelog Media Podcast, DJ Dizam. Thanks for being here.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So we're recording this interview in Quetzaltenango, Guatemala. So why don't we start there? First off, where are you from and what brought you to Guatemala?
I'm originally from Los Angeles, California, from a park called Hollywood. It's pretty famous. My boyfriend and I decided to move here in 2015 with no real intention for staying long, but here it is 2018 and we're still here.
And before you came here, what was your image of Guatemala and more generally Central America?
Well, when we decided that we wanted to move to a different country, we decided that we wanted to move to a place where it was still close to the States and where they spoke Spanish, because we knew it would be easy to learn. And so in just telling my friends, somebody had mentioned, why not Guatemala? I know somebody that lives in Antigua. Why don't you check it out? And so we talked to him, and he mentioned how chill it was, and not that it was very diverse, but how they were open to people of different cultures and such, and that we would have a great time here. And so from there we decided, all right, well, let's pack up our stuff and let's move. So I really didn't have like an image of Guatemala aside from what you see on their internet, which is not even half of it. I didn't know how, especially in Quetzaltenango, I'd never heard of Quetzaltenango until we moved to the lake. And was really surprised that there's Walmart and McDonald's and Subway and Domino's and Little Caesars and Panda Express. And so, you know, you can still get the comforts of home here. So, so far, so good.
What's been the most difficult thing what's the most difficult adjustment you've had to make since you've been here?
Well, I'm a type A personality. And so having to adjust to there not being a real concept of time has been, the most challenging, because I'm the type of person that if I want something done, I want it now. If I want something, I want to go get it now. And here, the pace of life is so slow, and especially compared to Los Angeles. So having to adapt to being slow, slow in process of just getting things and getting things accomplished, I think for me has been, I still struggle with that even though I've been here for 3 years.
It seems like there's so many different terms that we use for people moving from one place to another for all sorts of different reasons, expat, immigrant, migrant, refugee, my favorite, digital nomad. What's a term you would choose to describe yourself as a traveler?
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I consider myself an expat because I'm not living here permanently, and I don't have the intention of living here permanently. I once had a conversation with somebody about the word immigrant, and usually immigrant means that you are leaving one place for another for like a better life and, you know, the betterment of yourself and your family. That, for me, that's not the case. And a lot of immigrants don't go back to where they originated from. I just consider myself an expat. I went from one country to another with plans to go to another country and plans to live in another country and plans to live in yet another country. So it is what it is. I'm not really political with it, but I understand why people get, or people are sensitive about it.
If you're enjoying this podcast, you can show your support by clicking the donate link in the show notes or by visiting paypal.me/JSK Media. And don't forget to tell your friends. So let's get into your DJ stuff. How did that happen?
Actually, I had a friend who was taking DJ classes, and she literally told me, like, yeah, you should take DJ classes, and then we can DJ together. And I took it to heart, and I took DJ classes, and started DJing ever since 2007, so for over 10 years, consistently. It was that easy, as just to take a class. And then I think after I finished my class, within a couple weeks, I got my first gig. And once I had my first gig, I got another gig. And then we had a residency. And a residency is when you're at one spot all the time, like every Saturday or every Thursday or every first Thursday or whatever the case may be. So, yeah, I think I've been lucky in that aspect.
What are some artists you're really excited about now? Who's on your heavy rotation playlist?
Shit. That's a hard one, because it depends on the genre. But I, as far as musical trends, I'm into Dutch house, always Afrobeat, and who am I listening to right now? Honestly, I'm not gonna lie, I listen to my own mixes a lot.
Fair enough.
That's how you get better. Yeah. I can listen to all my mistakes over and over again and learn from them. But the mixes that I have that I've been listening to are, yeah, Dutch house, Afrobeat, and deep house, actually. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Yeah.
Maybe you can help me understand a little more about reggaeton. When I came here, exactly. This is what I want to. Yeah, exactly. People, I've noticed since I've come here. I mean, you can't go anywhere without hearing the
reggaeton.
Criminal.
Yeah,
and people seem to have a strong reaction to it, at least in Shayla that I've noticed. So what's
negative or positive reaction?
A strong negative reaction. So I'm wondering what's going on with reggaeton.
Which is weird, because you hear it everywhere. Maybe that's why there is a strong distaste for it, because you can hear it in the streets, the restaurant. You can hear it on a bus, a camioneta, a micro. You can literally hear it everywhere. Like, honestly, at first I used to hate reggaeton, because where I'm from, reggaeton has been popular, or not necessarily popular, but I've known about it since 98, and I always thought that it was like Spanish reggae. I was like, oh, they just stole reggae and just made it their own, and I never liked it. But since I've been here, because I listen to it so much, not even on purpose, I have learned to have a sort of appreciation for it. And in digging through reggaeton songs, since I'm not allowed to play a lot of reggaeton in the club here that I DJ at, I've found subgenres that I do like. For example, mumbaton I actually really like, which is kind of like reggaeton but without the words, and it has more Afro influence to it, because it's from, I believe it's from Jamaica. I'm not really sure. Where reggaeton is from Puerto Rico, so it's a different vibe. So I really like mumbaton.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah. So if, just in case you don't know, like Major Lazer.
Okay.
Do you know who Major Lazer is?
Familiar with the name, but
I'll play
really
some
not.
Later yeah, okay. on today. Okay. But that's more like, it's just more reggaeton, but it's faster and it has more bass to it and without a lot of words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me about your ideal gig.
My ideal gig is when no one talks to me, and I get to play whatever I'm going to play, and everybody's dancing. That's probably the ideal gig for any DJ, but especially here, like, you know, people are a little bit more aggressive. They'll put the phone in your face with the name of a song on it instead of saying, excuse me, or, you know, there's no niceties. It's kind of just like they want to hear what they want to hear. And so I appreciate when, you know, I'm damn near invisible, to be honest with you. I don't do it for attention. I'd rather be in the back behind some black sheet, and I can look out and see, okay, everyone likes what I'm playing, everybody likes the music, everyone's dancing, está bien.
Okay, so note to anyone listening, if you're in Quetzaltenango, we're going to see DJ Dazam spin, don't get in, because this is how I've learned, you can ask
because that's how I've learned about certain songs, is because people ask, and I'm not from here, so I'm not necessarily hip, or I wasn't hip to what people were listening to, so I would actually take requests, so I knew what direction to go in. But you just have to do so nicely, because I, you know, I have a bitch face on, and when I'm working, I'm working. Yeah. I'm not here drinking and smoking and partying. I'm here working and making sure everyone's having a good time. I'm listening to two things or three things at the same time. So when people come up, especially very rudely, my first intention is just to say no. But if you come up to me and say, like, hi, you're doing a good job, whatever, whatever, is it possible you can play X song? Yes, it is very possible. But if you demand songs, it's kind of like you can just go home and play it on your phone.
Exactly. There's a right way and a wrong way to
approach. There's a right way and a wrong way to approach a DJ. So.
Okay. Let's see. So we're at Casa Kiwi, where you are getting ready to do a set.
Yes, in about like 3 minutes.
Okay. I don't want to keep you, but where else can people hear you spin?
Well, in Guatemala, I'm at El Shamrock every Fridays, and then I'm at Casa Kiwi the first Fridays of the month, where we do free beer and free wine. And then you can always catch me on Mixcloud. I have about 12 or 13 mixes online that you can always listen to at any time.
And do you have any social media you want people to know about?
Yes, on social media, my name is DJ Dizam, D-I-Z-A-M, on everything, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. And also at djdazam.com. I keep everything simple. DJ Dazam.
DJ Dazam, thanks so much for being on the Travelog Media Podcast. I hope you'll come back.
Yay! Thank you for having me. Clap, 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 clap.
I hope you enjoyed getting to know DJ Dazam. Again, if you are in Quetzaltenango, you can hear her live sets on Friday nights at El Shamrock, or if it's the first Friday of the month, you can see her also at Casa Kiwi. Go follow her on social media, DJ Dazam, D-I-Z-A-M. That does it for me. Music was by Lakey Inspired. Remember, love yourself, walk tall, live free. Thanks for listening to the Travelog Media Podcast. Find me on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and other social media. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. Just search the hashtag Travelog Media. That's Travel, O-G-U-E, Media. You can support the show by clicking the donate link in the show notes or by visiting paypal.me/JSKmedia. And hey, why not send me an email? podcast@travelog.media.